I guess the question is, do I deserve it?
Yeah. Ah, you see, now we're dealing with the underneath question. And then the question is, why wouldn't you? You have to ask yourself, well, instead of making it a generality like that, do I deserve this, which you can't do anything with, is there any reason that I can think of, you ask yourself this question, is that it would not be okay for me to double my income? And you find out, you're not going to find any reason. Now, if you feel that I don't want to be selfish about this, make an arrangement with yourself. If I double my income, I will take 20% of that, and then you pick whatever you want to do with a 20%. Pick an area, or give it away, or, you know, whatever you want to do with it. Something that's going to make you feel good. So, all of a sudden, we're taking away the I'm not deserving of this. By having you identify why specifically don't you deserve that. Well, if you can't come up with any reason that you really don't, it's just some vague thought that having too much money is bad. Mm-hmm. Or you have to work really hard to earn it, which is, of course, another belief system that you have, right? You have to cancel out those belief systems. And then we all should do that. You know, I have a favorite cause that once in a while I send a nice check to. And they send me a little thank you note back. Thank you very much for your generous donation. It makes me feel very good. That makes them feel very good, too, because they need the money. So you find something that you really enjoy or like or something that you believe in, and you set it up for yourself. I'm going to double my income, and I take X percentage of that, and I will give it to them. Mm-hmm. Have other people participate in it.
Like a reward system?
Reward system. You see, all of a sudden, even if there's any doubt or fear there about deserving it, hey, how can you not deserve it when you're giving it away, right? Mm-hmm. To a favorite cause. People really need it. So you take care of it right there and then. Neutralize any fears, doubts, or not deserving. A lot of people, by the way, have that belief system that I don't deserve it. But when I make people pin down why not, they can't come up really with any reason. And all of a sudden, then it will go away, because if you cannot come up with any reason, then go for it, right?
Right.
And by the way, there's something that I really want you to do. If you have a goal, I want you to celebrate. I want you to enjoy it. And not go, okay, I did this one. Let's go to the next one. No. Stand back. Have things in balance. Enjoy life. Have a good time with it. Take people you like out for dinner, you know, party. Have a good time. And then relax, and then you set up your next goal. But enjoy your accomplishment. Don't be rushing off to the next thing. You know, stand back from it. Smell the flowers a little. So you do things like that to balance things out. Because fine, you're doubling your income. So financially, you're very happy now. You're still only working 20 to 30 hours a week. So hey, there's no problem there. So you have this time. What are you going to do with this time? You want to do something useful with it. Don't watch TV and stuff. Old reruns. You've seen those before. So go do some fun. Pick something that you really enjoy. The person you're with also really enjoys. And both of you go out and do it. And you can make that part of the reward system. Set up a little reward system for yourself.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then expectation. And that is to expect it to happen. Now, expectation, so we have desire, we're going to believe it, and then we're going to expect it. We're going to think it is very natural for this to happen. And when you have any doubts or fears, what do? You cancel them out. So if you have those three ingredients, you're going to get to your goals the quickest way possible. So those are powerful tools that you have there. Now, yeah.
How does timing figure in all this? In other words, is there a certain point where you've been doing it and you're not sure if it's coming through and you just have to be more patient? Or is your ladder against the wrong wall?
Well, yeah, timing. You see, people tend to use time and sort of say, well, it has to happen by that and that date. Well, you may be off. Maybe it will take longer. And maybe it will be less. So I would be very loose on the time element. As far as when you do your visualizations at Alpha, there is no time there. So at Alpha, you want to already see the whole thing done, accomplished, meaning now.